There are various grounds why we believe the health care bill is unconstitutional. The main one concerns what's called the individual mandate. This is unprecedented in American history, where Congress mandates that individuals must purchase a good or service as a mere fact of being a resident in the United States. In order for Congress to have the authority to pass a law, that authority must be set out in the Constitution. In Article 1, it sets out Congress's authority. Article 1, Section 8, has the Commerce Clause, which is what Congress rests its authority on. The Commerce Clause has never, let me put it this way, the Commerce Clause has been used by Congress to regulate commercial activity in which people have voluntarily engaged in. The Commerce Clause has never been used to regulate an activity in which people refuse to participate in. This will be a first time in which Congress has forced Americans to engage in commerce and then try to regulate it. So this is an unprecedented use of the Commerce Clause. Let me add one thing more into that, and that is that because we believe that Congress is not authorized to pass the individual mandate under the Commerce Clause, that means that they are also violating the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment says that the power is not delegated to the United States under the Constitution, are reserved to the states and to individuals. Because Congress has not delegated the authority to regulate inactivity or the failure of activity, such as the decision to not go out and purchase health care insurance, this is not authority that Congress has, therefore it's reserved to the states. And because Congress is nevertheless trying to regulate it, that means it violates the 10th Amendment.